The first of two advanced polls opened Wednesday for the Area C by-election being held for rural residents around Fort St. John. The electoral area includes the communities of Charlie Lake, Old Fort, Baldonnell, Grand Haven, Claremont, and Two Rivers, who will be voting on a director to represent them on the board of the Pecai River Regional District. The by-election is a do-over of October's general election, the results of which were tossed after the BC Supreme Court ruled them invalid when it discovered voters outside the electoral area were given ballots despite being ineligible to vote. Final results of the October 15 election showed Suzanne Hobb, a political newcomer, winning with just a three-vote edge over the incumbent Brad Sperling, 234-231. The concern with the narrow margin was whether the actual number of ineligible votes cast impacted the margin, and to what degree. As a result, Supreme Court ruled the results couldn't be validated, meaning the position of Area C director was vacant. Hobb and Sperling were the only two candidates to file their nominations for the by-election. Residents have until 8 p.m. Wednesday on February 15 to cast an advanced ballot at the Pomeroy Sports Center. A second round of advanced polls takes place Wednesday, February 22, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Pomeroy Sports Center. General voting day takes place February 25, with poll stations at Charlie Lake and Baldonnell schools open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.